N.K. Smith is in the studio with me tonight. She leads a double life as a writer, working for a Fortune 500 company as a technical writer, and also authoring several books, including the Old Wounds series. While she lives here in Cincinnati, she's chosen to take on the celebrity culture of Tinseltown in her latest novel, which is titled Hollywood Lies. N.K., welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So the main action in your novel focuses primarily around the lives of three people. So let's talk about these characters. There's Devin Maddox, Colette Stroud, and Liliana Addison. Let's talk about Colette first,
okay. Who
also is known as Cole, because she seems to have it all. But as is often the case, she's had some difficulties in her life, hasn't she?
Yes. She is a sort of power player in Hollywood, but she's become very reluctant based on some experiences that she's had with rising from child stardom to a full-fledged serious acting career. But some of the down moments in celebrity is that people become fixated with you. And she is suffering from the wounds, mainly mental at this point, of an attack on her in her past. So she's very hermit-like sometimes. She likes to stay in her hotel rooms when she's on a shoot, and she likes to stay in her estate when she's back in L.A. So I think she loves Hollywood, but she doesn't like all the other stuff that kind of comes with it.
To some extent, she also leads a double life in that there's the public perception of her and then who she is privately. And that, in part, it seemed to me, works out in her needing a lot of control. And she is a director, among other things.
I think she's used to being in control with what she's doing. I imagine quite a few child actors feeling a very big sense of a loss of control. And so for Cole, that has manifested in needing to control almost every little thing. And I think she has a circle of people that she trusts, but it's explored in the book that even the people who have been with her the longest can sometimes let their own personal baggage come in, and then she feels wounded again. So her whole shtick is to pull back and be alone and go out and engage as much as she has to in order to keep her celebrity or her stardom.
So into her life comes this gorgeous young man. His name is Devin. So tell us about Devin.
Devin is your average 20-something male. He is somebody that could go to a casting call and say, that's the look that I want. So I think what he's struggled with is whether or not he's had the talent to get the jobs. So he's a struggling actor, which we always hear a lot about actors in Hollywood or New York serving at restaurants or being a barista or whatever. So he's kind of been that way. It starts out with him getting some voicemails, and one of them is a debt collector. And he's really at a moment in his life where he can either choose to continue on in something that's not paying any benefits to him, which is acting, or choose to do something different and to start a whole new life, actually, you know, get a quote-unquote real job. But at that precise moment, he gets a phone call. Colette wants him to audition for the next big movie.
So who is Liliana? What a beautiful name.
She's very driven. She is incredibly enthusiastic about celebrity life. And I think there's a distinction to be made between celebrities and Hollywood stars. Celebrities nowadays can be anybody who has cameras on them a lot. So I think she's enamored with not only being a Hollywood star, but also being a celebrity. And so she's, unlike Devin, and definitely unlike Cole, willing to put herself out there and direct media attention to her for positive or negative behaviors. But at the end of the day, Liliana is, again, a child star, again, somebody who might not have had all of the control when she was younger, but has taken the reins of her career and her life and how she wants to be portrayed and really ran with it. And in sort of a foil to Cole, instead of allowing her celebrity to dictate her behavior on where she can go and what she can do. She just lives in that limelight. So that's something that attracts Devin, who doesn't necessarily want to sit in a hotel room because he's a 20-something-year-old guy. There's a world to explore.
I am curious about these two writing paths, if you will, in your life. So there's technical writing and then there's creative writing, if you will. Do those paths cross? Does one enhance the other? Or do they really occupy separate places in your brain, so to speak?
They are different, but they're, I think with almost any writing, there comes to a point when it comes together. Doing technical writing has allowed me to explore English language and become more comfortable with the stuff that they tried to teach me in high school. And I wish that I had paid more attention. There's so many times I'm like, man, I wish I could just diagram a sentence. I mean, who says that? But I say it now because it helps not only in my daytime job, but it also helps me deliver a clean copy to editors. I feel if I can do my best to get the commas correct and to not have dangling modifiers and all those ridiculous things that we do so easily, it makes it a better version to give to the editors, and they can make a better version out of what I've given them. They can focus on concepts and substantive stuff as opposed to copy edits. So it merges like that. And then on the other side, I think anytime you do creative writing and you think about dialogue and you think about how people read or how people hear things, it makes you better at, I do write some dialogue for training materials at my job. I really enjoy making things sound like an actual conversation as opposed to two actors delivering lines about how to use this or how to perform that function. And then with the copy, when it's just like, here's this training material, if it takes me out of it, like the language takes me out of reading something, it will take somebody else out of it. And at the end of the day, we want somebody to get something out of it. Technical writing is not about emotions, whereas creative writing is, but I think that they kind of merge in that they, if you have a strong handle of one, you're going to be able to perform the other better.
So interesting to hear that. I would have presumed that the technical writing could help you edit, but to see it going the other way is really fat, to bolster the interest in the technical writing from the creative side. Interesting to talk with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've been talking with N.K. Smith about her latest novel, which is titled Hollywood Lies. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.
Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?